You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Burley, and today is January 8th, 2018. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast, and happy new year to you all. It is 2018, it's here, it is not left us behind. Wow, I cannot believe we've already gone through the first week of 2018. Time is going by fast. I hope everybody's got all their New Year's resolutions and all their promises they're going to make, and well, most of us break by February, but that's another conversation. But yeah, I hope everybody's had some great New Year's, good holidays, all that good stuff. I know our last show debuted on Christmas Day, so we haven't gotten a chance to talk about Christmas yet. But for all of you out there that do celebrate Christmas, I hope that you had a great one. And I hope New Year's for everyone else was, for everyone as well, was great as, in addition to that. I got to watch, you know, some good New Year shows. Didn't really do much myself over here. You know, sometimes some New Year's are big, some aren't, but as long as it rings the new year, as long as the new year starts, we're good, right? So started off on a good note here. We're going to talk about some different stuff today. We're going to talk about lamb tallow soap, Angel by Grooming Department. This is a soap that's made with lamb tallow. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. New razor from Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements, a new gem style single edge razor with two plates, an aggressive actual like mild plate. We'll talk about that as well, and we have another giveaway, which is going to be a little bit bigger than the usual ones. It's a full size set we have coming out, and a survey. Wanted to talk about I've been looking and messing around with surveys to get some feedback. So I have a survey. You can take it. It's anonymous, so you don't have to worry about knowing who it was. So you can be truly honest. And there's like I think about 7 questions that I put on there. So the link's in the show notes. Please, if you have a few minutes, it'll take you about less than a minute or two to fill out. And it also has a comment section too. If you have like to tell me anything, or if you'd like to any comments about the podcast in general. Looking for some different ideas for content. And who else can I reach out to? But you guys. I mean, you guys listen every week, and you're the ones that keep this thing going. So I'd like to see what our listeners have to say and what they'd like to see for this new year. So we'll have some new content and stuff like that. Also, if there's anyone that wants deviation articles. And what I mean by that is, you know, something other than wet shaving. Maybe you want to talk about a review of pens, or how to get started in the fountain pens, or Leatherman tools, or, you know, stuff like that. I do mess around a lot, just not only with wet shaving. I do have a couple other hobbies as well. Also, as I mentioned before, I'm in the wine business and the liquor business, so I know a lot about that too. So if you ever have any questions about that, please feel free to reach out to me, because I will. That's my specialty. That's my forte, really. So good to see everybody again. Man, I've been telling you, this weather over here in South Florida has been killing me, but I'm not going to complain, because a lot of other people are going through a lot colder temperatures. It's been in the 30s here in the morning just about all weekend. It's been and for us down here, 30s is big. It's pretty cold. And starting to get used to it now. So I guess it's by the time you get used to it, it gets back up to 80 degrees. And then, there goes the cold. There goes our winter for about a week. So our winter is here. I know a lot of us in the north are going through some tough times with some cold, cold, cold weather. So guys, I hope you all stay warm. Keep those heaters going too. You know, I know. Unfortunately, we don't know too much about that kind of stuff down here in South Florida. I hate to be that guy, but definitely stay warm. So, without further ado, guys, let's get on with the show. All right, so we're going to talk about this new product that came out from Grooming Department. Now, Grooming Department. Excuse me, guys. If you've ever heard of them or haven't heard of them, they're into making soap with some different stuff, right? So they make it with. I have about 3 of their soaps, and I think and let me tell you, the performance is all spot on. They're good stuff. I've mentioned it before, but they're good stuff. So they make a duck fat soap, which is made from duck fat, right? Duck tallow. They also have a duck fat and beef tallow soap. They have vegan soaps as well, and now they came out with this Well, they came out. Oh, they. I'm sorry. They also have a donkey milk formula too, which a couple people have been using donkey milk as well. So we have donkey, duck, beef, and now lamb. This is the first lamb soap or lamb tallow soap that I've seen since wet shaving. Now, I'm not sure if that's the only one. I've seen a lot of duck fat soaps. I've seen a couple of them. I've seen Oleo. I've seen Bufflehead. And grooming department does duck fat. But the lamb tallow is really, I have it right in front of me right here, is unique. This is something that's pretty cool. Now, I saw this mentioned on his cast about 2 months ago, and I was waiting for the release date. And I was actually working in another area, and I was away from home when the release came out. And I had to stop what I was doing to go outside real quick so I can order the soap to have right away so I don't miss it. Because I've been actually waiting for it. I had a reminder on my phone for like a month to get it. So the scent is incredible. And I have it right in front of me right now. I'm going to sniff it. It's just really, really like there's some really good notes to it. It's tough to really put my hand on it of what it smells like, but it does smell like a very similar to the Millard soap that they have as well. A very musky, nice undertone, kind of like a little bit of Acqua di Gio in there, like scent wise. Really nice, like bergamot a little bit, maybe a little, but not much. And great scent. Scent's pretty nice, pretty powerful too. So nice, I mean, very good scent. The performance is, it's very slick. I'm going to be honest. It's slick, it's thirsty, just like the other ones. So the lamb tallow performance, having never used a lamb tallow soap, it's very, very slick. Makes my face feel very soft. So, I mean, it's very, very moisturizing. So I would definitely recommend trying a lamb tallow soap if somebody else, or if you're a vendor, other vendors getting involved in this. Because I heard that the Angel... Or this soap isn't coming back out till next December, so that's going to be some time. I mean, he's only doing this once a year, but the duck fat soaps are out too, and they're very similar to the duck fat, I would have to say, performance wise. So would I recommend it? Yeah, I would recommend it if you like slick soaps. If you're not into slick, very, very slick, I would probably, you know, pass on it. I wouldn't go get it because if it's too slick, then for you and you're not into that kind of stuff, this is the slickest I've tried. So I mean, to be honest, be careful. And I would highly recommend using, safety razor to do that, to start off with this soap and et cetera, and before you use a straight razor, because straight razors, you can slip, cut, you know, and all that good stuff. So I'd be careful with this soap, but it's a really, really good performer. I did enjoy it, and check them out if you haven't at the grooming department website. I'll leave the show notes. I have a link in the show notes. Sorry. All right. So we have the Starling here from PAA. Now, Douglas Smythe was very kind enough to send me one to try out. It is a single-edge gem style. What is a single-edge gem style for those of you who don't know? Well, gem style is a blade. And the blade from the gem style razors, we've talked about these in the past year or so, are single-edge, right? And they're kind of like, they look like a typical box cutter blade, but trust me, they are not a box cutter blade, right? And this is the first razor from PAA that came out that can take those blades. Now, last year there were many guys, I'm messing with it right now as we're talking, if you hear any other noise. Many guys have tried this process and have had to make one of these razors because it is very, very difficult to get that blade to fit in right. I know Above the Tie has one. Who else has one? Oh, Blackland Razors that make the Blackbird, they make one. And they make some, there's a couple other people that are toying with the idea. And they make some really good, they're high quality instruments. They're very good tools, but they are about $200 or around $180, $160. So, I mean, if you're looking for a nice high end, high quality stainless steel razor, that's probably the one you want to go with because they are better material. But we have this one made out of aluminum from PAA, and the cost with the two plates, with the aggressive plate and the actual mild plate, is only $40. So this one is actually a bargain compared to the other ones. Now, I'm not saying the other ones are bad. I'm just saying they're a different material. They're a little bit more expensive. This one's $40. This is the most affordable one out there. So, I mean, something you're going to want to try, this would probably be one of the ones on your, something on your list. So I tried it out for the week before the release. I got, and I'm going to tell you, it's a lot of fun to use, but it does take some practice. So it's a little bit different than your usual gem style razor. It doesn't have like the like if you look at like the comb guard, the curved guard on it, it's kind of like an open guard. So it's got a regular guard. You put the razor or the blade in and everything like that. So it shaves much like a very much like a Chevette. If you haven't used a Chevette, that's a disposable blade safety straight razor. But it's got a firmer blade in. So the SE blades are firmer. They're stronger. So it's kind of like shaving between a Chevette and a straight razor. So the blue plate that comes with it is the milder plate. I love the plate. I mean, I used that great. I mean, it was great. No problem the first shave. Now, the aggressive plate, the gold plate, definitely requires some practice and some extra attention. Now, when I read the... when I read the instructions on that came with the actual razor itself, I noticed that it said take caution. So I took caution with it, with the gold plate when I used it. Very aggressive, but if you get it right and you use it correctly, it's going to be a lot of fun. But I would definitely, if you're just starting out this razor, I would definitely practice with the blue plate first and milder one before you go into the gold one, because it does take it is a big it's a game it's a different game world. It's a game changer. It's a whole different world. So that's really where we stand on the single edge. So would I recommend this razor? Yeah, I would definitely, because it's something you can get that's affordable, right? And try the new concept of the SE razors. Is it better than the other two? Well, I find them to shave differently. I mean, the other ones, I haven't tried the Above the Tie one, but I have tried the Sabra from Blackland. I can tell you they're different shaves. They're totally different games. So I couldn't say one is better or one is worse, but I could tell you that this one here for the money is definitely worth it. I mean, for $40, it's a good deal. Just be careful with that gold plate. Don't use the gold plate right away. I would recommend using the blue one for a few days before you start with the gold one. I know a lot of people are like, oh, I love aggressive razors. Well, be careful, because your face may not love it if you don't use it correctly. So yeah. Take some time with it like that. Also, use skin stretching techniques much like a straight razor. If you are a straight razor user, this razor is going to be easy to convert to. You're not going to have a problem. If you don't, or have never had a more aggressive or a straight razor, or used a gem style single edge, this one might be a little bit of a require a little bit of practice for you. So just remember to take it slow, skin stretch like you would with a straight razor. And with that aggressive plate, especially with the aggressive plate, and just take your time and don't look for BBS at first, because I guarantee you after about two or three times using this thing, you're going to get BBS. So, just practice, learn the razor, have it learn your face, and have fun with it, because, hey, it's available and it's a new concept for an old idea. So it's a great idea. It's great. I mean, you can't really complain about it. So, I mean, good job over there at PAA. Doug and Fran, you guys came out with something nice. I know Doug has been working on this razor for well over a year. I got to see a prototype of it at the Big Shave West when I was there last April, and I was very impressed with it. And now finally it's just coming out. So I can guarantee you that the bugs have been taken out of it. He's probably gone through hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of testing and trying to get this thing completely right. So great job, guys. Thank you for bringing this out to the market. All right, so another few things we're going to talk about is, Straight Razor Place. Straight Razor Place was the first forum, one of the first, the largest forums for wet shavers out there. And I just want to let you guys know that they have changed their name. I went on there myself, excuse me, the other day just to see if, what was going on, see if there's anything new. I am a member of the group, and I do participate here and there. And not as much as I probably should, because I'm just time constraints. But I used to participate there a lot. And I went on there and I couldn't find it. It went to like some GoDaddy blank page or something like that. I checked my email and I realized I received an email from Straight Razor Place, which is now Straight Razor Palace. It's changed the name to StraightRazorPalace.com. If you guys have not checked in for a little while, it might be a little weird on your address bar. Or if you have it automatically, it won't go to the site anymore. So go to StraightRazorPalace.com, and that is the old SRP. Well, it's still SRP, but the old Straight Razor Place. So same stuff, same content, same site. Just looks like they changed the name around, so no issues there. Just wanted to give you guys a heads up if you go on there, because I went on there trying to find a site, and I thought it was gone. All right, so Straight Razor Place is now Straight Razor Palace. All right, guys, so let's talk about the tip of the week. The tip of the week is going to be shaving with a gem-style safety razor. Just because of this new single edge that came out, we'll talk about how to actually use one. Again, it's different, all right? They're a little different approach than a traditional double-edged safety razor. They tend to be a little bit more aggressive and require a little bit more of an angle sometimes. Now, aggressive, I shouldn't say aggressive, because I've actually used one of the old gems to shave my actual head back when I used to do that. You can use them right, but they require a different angle, like a straight razor. The blades are, so here's the thing, we've talked about this before, about the blades. The blade selection is not really there. You got about 10 different types of blades as opposed to 100 for safety, for double edges, right? But there is still a market for them. They still have some great ones. Feather makes some, Treat, I think, makes some. You have Gem Slot, you have actual Gem that makes them, which is the American Safety Razor Company. I mean, there's a bunch out there that are great. I would highly recommend using, really going on to like tryblade.com or something like that and getting a bunch of them to find which right for you. Because with tens with the, these, with especially for me, once I find a blade that I like with the single edges, I kind of stick to that same blade. I don't change it. And I guess it's because there's a lack of selection. And once you find something that you like, it really works. Like double edge razors, I can use 100 different blades and I'm happy. You know, I try different ones. But when it comes to like single edge gem styles, I use one type of blade and that's it. Weird? Yeah. But I bet you a lot of other guys do that too, because there's just not that much out there. You know, there's not a big selection. So remember to use skin stretching techniques like you would with a straight razor. When you're going down your cheek, right, stretch it. Not overstretching it, just so the hairs are at a 90 degree angle so they can cut right. The reason being, these blades are thicker, stronger, and they will do some real damage on your skin if there's a little bit of if they're a little loose. If your skin's a little loose, forget about it. You can cut yourself really good. I did myself a couple times on those. But let me tell you, with these single edge razors, once you get them down and once you learn the technique, they are a lot of fun and they're really awesome to use. I mean, I really do enjoy them. And it's just great. I mean, it's fun. It's another game to play in the wet shaving world instead of just playing with double edge razors or straight razors. Hey, here's a new style, new something new to get into. And the best part is, they're not expensive. That's right, the gem style vintage razors are relatively inexpensive. If you go online, you could probably get one for under $10 right now because they're not as popular. So I would highly recommend getting into this style of hobby. This part of the hobby, I'm sorry, because it is fun. It really is a different game changer. And you can find a case set of a gem safety razor. You know, you can find one for like less than $20 shipped. I mean, on eBay, if you really look, because everybody's looking at those double edges. They're looking for bottom dials every 2 minutes and toggles. And instead, then you can get like a nice gem style 1912 for next to nothing, and you'll have a great shave with it. And you'll be like, wow, what have I been doing to myself? You know, so yeah, check them out, guys. They are really cool. Again, remember to use skin stretching. I cannot emphasize this much. I did this on the last time I talked about them. I think it was about a year and a half ago. Definitely skin stretch with them. And remember, if you wanted a new one, there's three companies. You have Above the Tie that has a single edge gem style. You have Blackland, like we mentioned, and we have Phoenix Arson Accoutrements that have them one too. So they all have one of their razors going out there. If there's anybody else that has one, I missed it, please send me an email and let me know, because I'd like to check them out, maybe get one and try it out, because this is something that's been getting my interest, getting my attention lately, and I really think it's pretty cool. I want to start getting more into gem style. I mean, I have a bunch of their vintage ones, but I mean, I'd like to start with some newer stuff too and just check it out, see what everybody's doing. All right, guys, sorry for rambling on a little bit, but we got our giveaway coming up, right? So I want to go over our giveaway for last week. I did ask a question about what you guys got for Christmas and stuff. I got a great response from Mr. Paul Daw, and I'm going to read it to you because it was really awesome. Some of the best gifts he got that for, you know, I asked about the best gifts we got for the holiday season, and he mentioned that he likes to give. So he was able to give a bunch of his, he went to it, so I'll just read it off to you. Sir, you asked what were the best gifts we got this year for Christmas. To start, I would like to mention that what I gave, because giving this Christmas season is the most important part of the holiday. I got my father-in-law his birth year razor for a screaming deal and a Yaki brush. I got my brother a black beauty from the BST Facebook group and passed along one of my old brushes and soap. I also got myself a 26mm Yaki brush, Mysterious Space color handle tuxedo, not shaving brush. This year I was visiting my grandmother for Christmas. She let me go through some of her old things and I found 3 razors and she let me keep them. The razors were great. I'm sorry, guys. I'm reading it incorrectly. The razors were my great-grandfather's Super Speed 40s era, a slim adjustable N4, and a gem. I also found a shaving mug, some old Wilkinson sword blades, injector blades, and a brush. They're in good shape and should clean up nicely. For New Year's Eve, I did Christmas with my in-laws. My father-in-law, who I introduced to wet shaving, gave his sons, including me, Razor Rock Super Shaver, Super Saver Wet Shaving Starter Kit, which comes with a bunch of good stuff. And his oldest son, a One Blade Core Shaving Kit, which is pretty awesome. My wife's uncle was convinced to try one of those Razor Rock Super Saver Wet Shave Kits and ordered one that night, actually. So his sister-in-law was in Europe this year and bought him back some French unscented shave soap and an accompanying stand. So great. Thank you very much, Paul, for the email. Great. Looks like you had a great Christmas with giving and all that. Looks like, and getting. It looks like you got a bunch of converts too. So great job, Paul. Send me your email at your regular address and I'll have your aftershave out and everything, all that good stuff. So guys, one more thing. Sorry, kind of wasn't expecting to read that out loud, but I decided. So sorry if it was a little rough. All right, so this week we're going to have a full-size set of this shaving. It's another soap and aftershave from Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements. I'm giving them both out together. The actual soap is something one from my collection, and the aftershave was donated by Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements, so thank you very much. And the question is, send me a picture of your favorite SE razor, single edge razor, gem style, if you have one, or regular single edge razor, and why. And if you don't own one at the moment, let me know which one you would like to try and why. That's the question for next week's contest, and you'll win an aftershave next week. You'll win an aftershave and a soap. All right, guys. So send me the answer to that at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Okay, guys, what's going on with the cast? We have a survey. So if you look in the show notes, I put a link for a Survey Monkey. It's a survey that I made. Please take the survey. It'll be up for a week or two. I might even keep it up for a couple weeks just to see how many people I can get to sign up to it. Let me know what you think about the podcast, and this is really what you want to see in the podcast, whether timing, also about content and stuff like that. If you want us to go off the path a little bit from wet shaving and stuff, that's also there too. So take the Survey Monkey. If you could, the Survey Monkey. And please just take 5 minutes to do that and let me know what you think. And also there's a little comment section too to actually let me know what you do, know your ideas, or if you have any, you know, comments, concerns about the podcast. Hey, let me know. It's pretty cool. All right, guys. Remember, our show is powered by Sharp. Oh, sorry. I didn't even get in what's in store for the podcast for next week, right? I'm finishing off too early. So I just wanted to talk about next week. Okay, the next show will be coming up. And also we'll talk about wet shaving literature, books on wet shaving. There's actually a lot of vintage books out there you can read. I'm going to mention a few of them and tell you all about it. And a lot of them are going to have free downloads, so watch out and be on the lookout for that. You can download some free download from old books. I'll talk about Bufflehead soaps, because we're going to talk more about Duck Fat soaps, and all about Bufflehead, another company that's out there, a very small artisan. And we'll have a couple little surprises. We'll talk about what's going on in the wet shave world. Hopefully something exciting happens, right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure something will. So sorry about that, guys. Okay, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com. What your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for everything that he does for the wet shaving community and his support to the podcast. Also, the team at PAA, Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements, for their generous donations in aftershaves and good stuff to do for the raffles and everything that they do for the wet shaving community. And most of all, you guys, because for everything that you guys do in the wet shaving community, it's very important and keeping this podcast going and keeping the hobby alive. Don't forget to check out my blog site at shavestraightandsafe.com for some interesting stories. A lot of new content coming out very soon. So be on the lookout for that. And feel free to contact me at any time at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Also subscribe to my YouTube channel if you get a chance for videos regarding some interesting wet shaving content as well. If you're interested in sponsoring an article, sponsoring an episode, please let me know. Contact me at my email. And also, if you're a vendor and you'd like to be featured on the show, let me know as well, guys. We will be seeing you again on the 29th of January. That's right, January 29th will be our next show. Looking forward to seeing you all until then. Shave straight and shave safe. Thanks, guys.